laid at my feet, stretched out before me, incomplete. Pray to them children cut loose on the street. I bottled my worship, I swallowed it neat. Well, somebody somewhere is missing you now. They promised you mercy and they'll find it somehow. Keep the horizon ahead of your game. Look to your victory songs, they sound the same. Na 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 na. I shattered the arrow inside of my heart. 10,000 pieces broken apart. Sown into gardens, grown up in rains. I battled my harvest all over again. Well, somebody somewhere is missing you now. They promised you mercy and they'll find it somewhere.
Hello everyone, you're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM and it's 1 p.m. on Thursday, and this is your host Pranjali Jayman. And today I thought maybe I'll just start with a song. And yeah, you were listening to Emilia Curran in her album called They Promised You Mercy, which is a 2014 album, and the song's title is Somebody Somewhere. And yeah, I hope you guys had a good break without me. I don't know if you did, but this song actually is one of the famous ones by Emilia, who is a singer, vocalist, writer, and activist born in Newfoundland, Canada. So she has some amazing works. And yeah, for today, I think I will be talking about some form of social activism, and also talking about this idea of language and framing around the one and only topic, which is climate change, because I love to talk about it and I'm really passionate about it. And I think we need to talk about it. So, yeah. But before I do that, I would like to acknowledge that our station is based on the unceded ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And we broadcast on from the SFU Burnaby campus. As some of you might know, I work as a research assistant. And I'm also a student in the School of Communication here at SFU. And some of my small endeavors have been on understanding how we talk about climate change, why do we talk about it in the way we do, and what can we do better to talk about it in a way that is most effective and actually brings some concrete changes. So that's the sort of area that I look and work on. So, yeah. First of all, I would like to start by talking about why is it even important to talk about language and framing? Well, because how you talk about a thing affects how you're going to act. So if you find something that is important in your life, that will end up being on your to-do list, that will be on your phone reminders. So something that is important to you, you will try to remember that and try to work through that. And it is the same for any processes in life. So for example, if you have a job interview coming up, you will try to remember that, take notes of that, that you have to practice maybe, or you have to go through your resume and stuff like that. So you would be adamant to take actions because you know that the word interview means something important. But when we talk about climate and climate change and global warming, as we used to call it, it's the same way. So if you say just the word global warming, it would mean that the temperatures of the whole globe, so temperatures on Earth, are rising, which is essentially not the climate science. In actuality, in some regions of the Earth, yes, the temperatures are rising. There is a phenomena of warming up, but that's not it. Global warming is not the correct word to understand what is happening to us right now, because at some places we see excessive flooding. At some places we see excessive snow. So for example, we had a very dire situation of flooding in Abbotsford 2 years ago. And this summer we have seen what happened in Alberta with the wildfires. And now I'm aware that the areas of Nova Scotia are also at the risk of having unprecedented cases of wildfire, and BC, some interior parts of it, are facing wildfires right now. So global warming, though it sort of indicates that yes, the temperatures are rising, it does not include the places wherein the temperature is decreasing. So any sort of extreme weather actually is an indicator of climate change, but how we talk about it, as we used to do, like at least 5 years ago from now, was just talking about global warming. And that was not the correct framing. That's not the correct word to use. It is a climate change. That's what we have understood. Because we are seeing that the weather is changing over time. And when weather is changing, the whole sort of climate is changing, because weather and climate are different. Weather is like a short period of time. And climate is over at least a decade of time. So, yeah, we came up with the word to understand this global phenomena as climate change. But some of my interesting research and the professors and scholars that I have looked at find that actually calling it climate change is a very passive way to talk about this issue, which is a very big humanitarian problem. So just saying that, oh, climate is changing is not enough. We need to call it something that actually spurs emotions in us. It actually makes us take some concrete actions on a daily basis. So some scholars recommend using the word crisis to understand and to denote to this global phenomena that we are undergoing. So I agree with that to some degree, because when we call something a crisis, we understand that we need to take action right now in the moment. Whereas if we just say climate is changing, we are like, oh, we have enough time to undo that change, and we have enough time to think about policies because it is changing at a slow pace. That's the sort of psychological understanding we have. That's how we comprehend the word climate change. But calling it a crisis would mean that we are showcasing that there is an urgent need to address this issue, and many stakeholders need to come together to talk about this. So that is why it is so effective to call the current climate issue as a crisis. Yes, that is the sort of monologue on my end. And I will go further into how it might affect and impact the behavioral changes, how it impacts the discourses we have, and why actually you should call it a climate crisis and not just anything else. After a short music break, and I will play another music that I think I've played before, is from the artist Jenny Mayhem, and I'm gonna play track on her album from 2019 called Social Piranha, and I'm gonna play Soon, and then Lazy Sunday. So Soon coming up.
Gucci and Louis Vuitton, quadruple platinum. Sofa, nobody has called me in days. Sponsored ad on Insta, help is just a number away. What have I been searching? Anyways, next one down my way, I can recognize your face. Look at that, you're doing the same thing, drinking on your sofa. Calling it a lazy Sunday. If you like me. less that I feel sober, the more it will be better with you. Is the sea.
Making me mad. The way you say it like you're mad. I'm a petticoat. I'm a petticoat. Body comb. I am not your honeycomb. Sweet wine. I prefer a bit of dry hurricane. Nothing getting in my way, but I'm a petticoat. I'm a petticoat. Body comb. I
You were listening to Honeycomb by Eva from the album called Truthfully, which was recorded in 2019. And I just like the whole vibe. I know vibe is such an overused Gen Z word, but really, I don't know if I could get all of her lyrics, but the songs just have such a cool vibe. So I'm gonna play some other songs by her as well, maybe later in today's segment. But before I do that, I just wanted to chip in and talk about things that I couldn't. And that was the problem of how language operates and frames the issue of climate change as we understand it. And what can we do better? How can we do it? And why should we even do it? So first of all, why is the language around climate change important? Like, we know climate change is happening. And some people say, oh, well, it's not happening. But anyways, you know, the language that we are communicating in is very important. And I'm going to talk about why. And as I talk, I am citing some of these ideas from a very well-known scholar and another study by Stanford University. And they find that metaphors and language around issues really trigger how we understand, reason, comprehend, and act. Psychologists have noted that language framing influences decision making. But if the language is not used correctly, no motivation for action would happen. And quite a lot of universities and publications have brought out this importance of having frames. So frames are the way in which we talk about something, what sort of language we have around it, what words or metaphors or similes we use to explain that phenomena is essentially the framing of the issue. And framing of climate change, as I was talking before the song break, was around having to deal with something that is the process of perhaps global warming, so increase in heat, for which many people have suggested, and new technologies like using sulfur dioxide, sulfur actually, to be sprayed all over the earth so that the ozone layer essentially, which has holes in it because of using like greenhouse gases and chlorofluorocarbons, we could seal the earth's temperature